Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am your presenter, your host, Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you, thank you. No, it's not Motivating Monday. It is, I've talked that way Tuesday. I guess we could put it that way. Remember when I used to call it Talk That Way Tuesday? It feels like Motivating Monday, but it's Tuesday evening. And I know, excuse me for that. But today's show is Save Dallas Campaign. You know I that's why I made a mistake and said Monday, because every Monday, because Dallas airs normally on Monday nights, decided we'd, you know, definitely talk about Dallas on Mondays. But there's a need to talk about the Save Dallas Campaign all the time to keep our campaign going. It's alive, and there are some soldiers out there that are really working hard, and the cast and crew also. I mean, it's just amazing how supportive we are as we crusade, and it's just amazing. So we know and we believe that Dallas will find a network home real soon. We really believe in this. And you, those of you that are watching us from the outside and supporting us, thank you too for your support and for believing in this effort. Also, so we're signing the petitions and sharing the petitions, and we have various groups. I think Africa, Save Africa, has a tweet-a-thon that will be happening, if not tonight, tomorrow night. I know Save Dallas, France, they're doing tweet-a-thons. So this is a worldwide crusade, because Dallas from the past and the reboot of Dallas are loved by all generations, from those that are longtime lovers of the show from the late 70s to now, to newbies, to those that are new to Dallas. So, and I know there's many of you. My sister, who lived in Dallas forever and, you know, recently moved back like 6 years ago from Dallas, she's supporting us, but there's other programs that she's watching on Monday nights, and she's like, I didn't watch it this season, but she wants to see another season of Dallas and want to see Dallas remain on. So she's, you know, so it's amazing, those that we know and those that we don't know that show support. You know, like I said before, when Kelly and Michael Strahan talked about the Save Dallas campaign, and they really showed their support. So, you know, and Michael Strahan was like, good luck. And we need that love. We need prayers and blessings, and that's really motivating. And some Save Dallas Crusaders, you know, get kind of concerned. Sometimes they think maybe it's slowing up. But if not, you know, that's just how things are, the momentum changes and so on. So, but we're eager to find a new home, and the producer and directors and all are so supportive, and the cast also. So that's one thing that's good. So as I get my netbook studio screen to pull up, because I'm broadcasting from my iPad right now, but I want to be able to look at the screen from my netbook. So I'm going to continue playing the intro song, Minstrel Cycle. Thank you. And call in at 714-409-0614 to promote your Save Dallas project, your petition, your book, your Facebook, or your Twitter handle, or promote your Twitter-thon days and schedules. Okay? Thank you. Thank you.
In the afterglow. an end, but we are still friends. Oh, it never ends. I've told you a million times, but it just sounds like a lie.
To listen to that talk from this past Sunday. Super amazing. Thank you for your listenership live and also the archive version. And you can check it out in the archives. It's the featured show also right here at blogtalkradio.com. Culture Shock Inc. KulturesHokENT. Had a marvelous time with the honorable music business guru, Peter Cook, and he'll be returning soon, also before the end of the year, to talk with us, to talk more about human dynamics and more about Academy of Rock and more about his worldwide crusade also, because he tells us that he will be coming back to America, and he, you know, he's been to New York and other places. We definitely want him down in the Deep South, and I think it would be marvelous if he and Prince, Paisley Park Studios, could collaborate on projects, don't you? I think it would be just fantastic. Thank you, Peter Cook. Really love networking with you and doing business with you. You are amazing, amazing talent, most definitely. So we're crusading. Save Dallas. That's what we're dealing with, and we're believing. I know some of you probably say, hey, it's a losing battle, but it hasn't been a losing battle for many, for shows like The Game and what's the show? It's on the tip of my tongue, where fans went to the internet, and I think it broadcast. She's one of the actress that I love. You guys know who I'm talking about, Dax Shepard's wife. You know, her show was saved. And also, we can definitely save Dallas. It is a quality program. And one thing about it, it brings into those of different ages together. I am on Facebook right now also. It's kind of weird because right before showtime, I couldn't get into my Facebook page. And then I had received a phone call, so someone might be calling in, one of my friends, you know, the guy that I was seeing this past summer, but, we're cool, we get along good, so, you know, we get along good, you know, we, like I said before, we were seeing each other in the summer, but it seemed like we see each other really more as friends, you know, but let's see, but not talking about that. Matters of the Heart is tomorrow, so if not calling today. He probably will call tomorrow. But definitely check out the page that I created for us. I hate to say my page, but the page that I created in part of the Save Dallas campaign. And it is, in abbreviated form, it is Facebook Support Dallas TV. You go right to the page and you can post and share. I encourage those that I network with to come on the page. And so many people share their thoughts because I want to share some of the thoughts that people have shared on the page. One of my fellow Save Dallas Crusaders broke down the Monday night lineup by networks recently. And what Dallas was up against also. And then some Crusaders, Save Dallas Crusaders, think that splitting seasons was a losing game. To be honest, I like the splitting the seasons. When I first noticed that, I was like, wow, what is this all about? But I like that because I don't like the wait. And waiting from February, March to August was killing me. And what I was really looking forward to, because the premiere for the summertime, for the fall, was close to my birthday, you know. So to me, it was a long way waiting that split season. But I can understand what some who think that might have had something to do with it, because people want to see a full season and then see their finale. But instead, we got split seasons with two finales, you know. Hey, you have to test things. I thought that was a pretty awesome concept, to be honest, but I see and I understand what my fellow Crusaders are saying, and the Nielsen ratings and the critics and so on. I guess they also know, you know, but that was something that they had to test. Let's see. So I'm getting, now I'm on my iPhone. So please bear with me because I want to share with you some of the things that are shared within Dallas Fans, Cats Crew, and Supportive Sponsors Unite group, because it's amazing. So, but tomorrow's topic is just why I'm going to the page and looking at the timeline. Okay, I'm in here. And I want to shout out to everyone who's been so supportive. Let's see, I really want to get to this and share this. Okay, shout out to Save Dallas France, because they're doing their thing. Nancy Williams, she is one big-time crusader. She's always reminding us of how many signatures we need to get and how many we have. Also, there will be an article in Globe on the next, maybe Monday, next Monday. It's on the 27th, I believe, regarding Save Dallas campaign. So that's good. We're getting media attention like crazy. But I want to share with you this break. What one of my friends broke down here on within the crusade broke down about Monday night. Let's see. Sue Ellen, she's always providing us with information. Linda Gray, she's always providing us with information. She told us to keep fighting, and yes, at all times, keep fighting. It has been a while since anyone. She told us who we should contact. Updated contact numbers and addresses, and I have shared them on my, not only in the group and also those that are leaders. They've been posting within various groups, the Dallas on TNT Countdown to Season 3 group. There are many groups that you can go to and network in. Let's see. I really want to share that Monday night breakdown of the, because many say, well, maybe it should have been just a change of nights instead of just canceling, you know, change nights. Big shout out to Sharon Henderson, Josh's mother, who I enjoy networking with. Also, Josh shared an awesome picture of he and his mother, so I enjoy networking with her. So I really want to share this breakdown with you guys. It's amazing. Halloween is not far away, and we have Thanksgiving and other holidays and Christmas, and then 2015 right around the corner. Wow. So tomorrow we'll be talking about, I love love stories, celeb love stories from the past and present. And there's many to talk about. We probably run out of time, huh? And also continue talking about passion parties. I'll be hosting a passion party with real soon. So they're celebrating 20 years also. So let's see. I guess you guys said I should have had it all ready and pulled up. But it usually is very easy to go straight to it and pull it up. So that tells you how much information we share with one another. And I try to post encouraging words every early morning because it's important for us to continue. And I tweeted Ryan Seacrest again this morning. I tweeted he, KISS 102.7, iHeartRadio, the on-air Ryan again. I tweeted, save Dallas. So hopefully Ryan, I hope he's helping us. So, my goodness, I don't see that breakdown. I really want to share this with you. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, I want to share that breakdown. The next broadcast, I'm going to share the Monday night breakdown. Maybe I can get the Crusader on that shared. I believe that was Nancy Williams that had shared that with me regarding that. Let me see what Josh Henderson is saying, because he's always been very supportive. And also his 32nd birthday is coming up on Saturday also. He's always so friendly online and telling everyone about special days and happy Saturday. And I'm like, well, next Saturday is his birthday. So he has a Save Dallas post. Love how you guys aren't giving up. Keep it up. Save Dallas. And so we're definitely not giving up, and we are all working together to save Dallas. I also want to send continued prayers out regarding the different situations we've been going through regarding the Ebola situation. And thank God Duncan's fiance and her kids have been cleared. They only have like a few items. I think she only has like her passport, her grandmother's Bible, and her laptop computer. So other than that, they do have their health. That's what's important, right? They do have their health, and they have those three items in search of a new place to live. And so just it's almost time to conclude the show. So, but I'm so glad that I had a chance to play the Dallas theme, because how many of us miss hearing that on Monday nights? And we pray that when it's season time again, and it's time for the new season to begin, that we'll hear it again. If maybe TNT would reconsider, and maybe, and prayfully, they will have a new home, if not at CBS. Another awesome network. Let's see. Just checking out some more. There's an article. Yeah, getting a lot of attention. Let's see what's going on right here. Nancy. Oh, this is me. I pop up first. I was just seeing what comes up on Google, if any news stories, breaking news stories. Okay, Linda Gray, news in Dallas. Linda Gray attends the recent Cattle Baron's Ball in Dallas, and she wants you to save Dallas. There's an awesome tweet that's on last night. Save Dallas, France. We'd like everyone to visit them and like their page. There's a casting company involved. Duran offered casting. And they're being real supportive regarding the Save Dallas. There's a Dallas fan club. I'm telling you guys the different Facebook pages you can join. Dallas Get the UN's New Network. That's an awesome page. Tonight, they're having a live tweet-a-thon tonight, October 21st. So check that out and definitely tweet. Then there's another one, Dallas Nation. Get the UN's A New Network creator, Ryan Kowarski, spoke exclusively with Highlight Hollywood to discuss the Save Dallas movement. Be sure to check it out and share. So that's cool. See, we're making moves. We're being heard. The actors, the crew, the extras, the background actors and actresses, hair and makeup. Matter of fact, a guy who works in makeup, I heard from his father, and he talked about how that is affecting his. This by the show being canceled, he talked about how that is affecting his son's work, you know, and his son's livelihood by not being able to work in the hair and makeup department on Dallas. I'm serious. I'm not fibbing. If you're a part of Support Dallas TV, you will see the comment I heard from a parent of someone who works on the set, and he stated that his son. Has been affected by this. And so it's important not only for the fans of the show, but for the cast, crew, those that do business, you know, in Los Angeles and in Dallas-Fort Worth area, hotels, not to mention the tourism, and a lot of people that are working in the hospitality industry and tourism industry know this. And, you know, I even share a picture of my niece who's 5 years my junior, how my late sister used to love taking us on the set. You know, but they were obviously filming, so we wouldn't be able, we never got a chance to tour. Maybe my niece and my sister did go back when I wasn't around, but the couple times that my late sister took us to South Fork, we didn't get an opportunity to tour because they were always filming. On location, but I have a picture posted right at the description of the show today of my niece and I on the fence plant, you know, rubbing the horses and so on. So some people say, well, it's just a TV show. Maybe it is just a TV show, but it's a TV show with a large following from the past and present and a television show that people's paychecks are being affected, and aspiring actors and actresses and veteran actors and actresses, you know, would like to be a part of too, you know, really. So it's important, and so we're not going to sit and let it just be canceled. So we're crusading. That's what we're doing. So I really thank you for tuning in. I won't keep rambling on, but I just wanted to share my thoughts and so on. But I've shared this Dallas fanzine post on my page also, and I shared. So I'm looking at, let's see, these posters are amazing. Give Dallas another shot. Save the show in the next round of J.R. Ewing Bourbon is on us. That's an amazing poster. These posters are so awesome. And then there's also a campaign now, not only Save Dallas, First Things First. Many are crusading to bring Christopher Ewing back also. So First Things First, Save Dallas, and then bring Christopher back. Dallas Fanzine wrote on the 18th, with all the Save Dallas hashtag Save Dallas campaigns out there, we ask you, the fans, this question. Do you want Dallas saved with Cynthia Sidray? Is that how you pronounce her name, Sidray? still at the helm and moving forward with her story ideas, such as Christopher Dead, John's daughter, whose mother never appeared on the original series, more Tracy McKay and Nicholas Trevino, or do you want a Dallas going in another direction? My thoughts are I want Cynthia, and I think those, do we definitely want to know who is JR's sister, right? We definitely want to know that. So that's pretty much what we want to know. But, again, Linda Gray had tweeted out the information for many of us, so I'm sharing that. So follow Linda Gray at Linda_Gray. Wouldn't it be awesome if, like, on air with Ryan or live with Kelly or the Queen Latifah show? I think I need to tweet Queen Latifah. Should have a couple of the actors and actresses from Dallas on. Or the whole cast. Or bring in some of the crew. Or better yet, Cynthia would be good, right? I need to tweet Queen Latifah and ask her if she had the cast on the show to talk about Save Dallas. That would be so awesome. But thank you for tuning in. I'm not going to continue going on and on. It's a lot of hot topics to talk about also, but I wanted to focus on Save Dallas, and if anybody wanted to voice their thoughts and their opinions, I wanted to have that outlet available for them. But they definitely show information, so I guess we'll have some shy ones, some shy friends out there that don't want to call in and come on air, but hopefully soon we'll hear from my fellow Save Dallas campaign crusaders and worldwide, and also maybe some of the actors and actresses that I network. Kevin Page, I love networking with him, and it's just amazing. Amazing. So we're going to do this, and we are doing this, and that's what's good. So, again, thank you for tuning in to Save Dallas special also. So we'll talk more, and I provided you with a lot of Facebook pages and group names, but next time I provide you with more individual names and people that you can network with inside the group, because it's good to know who to network with. Nancy Wisner, Nancy Williams, those are a couple people that I love networking with. And, you know, we just have to do that. Kevin Page, Josh and Josh Mother, you know. There's even some producers that I network with and crew. And when I heard from the makeup artist, a gentleman that works in hair and makeup, I think he does both, Parent, that was like, wow. He was like, yeah, it definitely has affected my son. Affected my son's livelihood by the show being canceled. So there's everyday people being affected, you know, not just some people might say, well, that's Hollywood. Those are big-time sponsors. But the mom and dad, the small businesses, the entrepreneurs, local government, private sector, everybody's been affected also. You know, it's not just international, but it's also the local communities that are in support of the production of Dallas and other programs also, you know. And that's why in my state, in the state of Mississippi, you know, we talk about a lot attracting independent and major films here, because Mississippi has an amazing incentive program also. And I see where, and you know, Louisiana and you guys know, it seems like Atlanta is like the new Hollywood. So you hear so much about what's going on there. But, I'm going into a whole other subject matter about TV and film production. I'm talking about generally. But let's continue this fight. Let's continue the Save Dallas campaign. And next time I'm going to provide you with the Twitter handles, important Twitter handles like Linda Gray, Josh Henderson, Patrick Duffy. I believe he's the real Duffy, and many others, okay? And you can tweet me at Beth Williams, BTHWMS, and also at Culture Shock, Inc., at Culture Shock, KulturShockENT. But thank you, thank you, thank you, and I really appreciate it. And remember, Prince and Chris Rock, November the 1st, Saturday Night Live. Man, so excited, can't wait. thank you so much for your love and support. And definitely digging Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and Image Mechanisms right here at Blog Talk Radio, hosted and produced by me, Beth, a.k.a. Be True. The next live broadcast of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports will be tomorrow in the PM, Matters of the Heart Wednesday. And we'll be talking about some of my favorite celeb romances from past to present, and also passion parties and hot topics and anything you want to talk about. So you remember to call in at 714-409-0614. And I've been working on getting my chat room open because I know many times you guys like to chat in the chat room. So if you've been in the chat room, I've been having trouble getting my chat room to open up so I can come in and join you. But again, thank you. Shout out to everyone whom I effectively network with in person and online. And a shout out to the Avon community. Also, you Avon guys and ladies, I really appreciate you. You're an awesome support system. Well, thank you and God bless. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True.